This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Now, we have got Sheila Wilson with us. Could you tell us how Christmas went? Because you've got this wonderful shop, well, two shops. You've got one in Ryde and you've got one in Newport. And it's called, if I get this right, Sugar and Spice. I always call it Silk and Spice, which is actually the name of an Indian restaurant. Sugar and Spice. We came to have a look the other day. It looks a lovely shop. Did you get a good run-up to Christmas? Were lots of people coming at the last moment to buy special presents?
Christmas is always great fun for us, and it was as expected. We get busier as the month goes through in the run-up to Christmas Eve. And by the time we get to Christmas Eve, it's really people doing their last-minute bits and pieces, particularly men who do tend to leave things to the last moment.
I can imagine. So do you get people... what time do you close, normally?
We try and close by 4 o'clock on Christmas Eve.
So did you get people running in at about quarter to four?
We were still busy at 4 o'clock on Christmas Eve.
Why do people do that?
It's amazing, isn't
it? Yeah, I know, it is amazing. But that's good. That's good. And then immediately into sales.
Immediately into sale, which is great for us because that week between Christmas and New Year, there's lots of people on the island visiting relatives.
Yes.
The people that have had money for Christmas. So we do tend to be really quite busy then with people wanting to find themselves a bargain and spend their Christmas money.
Yeah, lovely. So.
And it's a nice treat, isn't it, buying some nice new lingerie for yourself? Have you made you feel good about yourself, doesn't it?
For a lot of women, we tend to, we look after the children first, we look after the home and the other half first. And we tend to put ourselves last.
Yeah.
So a little treat at Christmas time and then in the sale is good for us.
Yeah, it's a real boost, isn't it?
It is.
To the old
it
morale.
Is.
Yeah. Now, when I put my head round your shop door, I was a bit too embarrassed to step in because I'm one of those kind of guys. But I did notice you do have men's underwear as well, don't you?
Absolutely.
Right at the back. I saw that.
So those naked men on that film, really, you know.
No excuse.
We can supply good quality men's boxes for those gentlemen.
And I just before we go into the next track, I want to sort of see into it sort of very, very naturally. Do you do swimwear as well?
We do swimwear, and actually I've just left our Newport shop where we've had some deliveries of swimwear because spring-summer starts for us right now.
Brilliant.
So all our spring-summer stock and our swimwear ranges are starting to arrive now.
Fantastic. Well, after the next couple of tracks, we would love to speak to you about New Year's resolutions and what you might be able to do to help people with their New Year's resolutions. But first of all, I can see very naturally, talking about swimwear, into Emily Sondé and Breathing Underwater. Giorgio Moroder, one of my disco heroes, and right here, right now, and that was with Kylie Minogue. Yes, Kylie Minogue, and that was some time ago, but she just keeps on and on and on. Now, Judy,
we
have been talking about what we're going to do for New Year's resolutions.
We
have started a bit late, actually, because we had a party on New Year's Day, which is always rather difficult if you're thinking of a dry January. And unfortunately, it meant that the dry January that I wanted to start sort of collapsed immediately.
Yeah, and it also meant we were eating those leftovers up for about a week afterwards.
Yeah, we did.
So that was difficult.
We did a Swedish Yule board, which we were telling you about before Christmas. It's an enormous buffet, a smorgasbord, but a smorgasbord plus.
Plus. But it's all gone now. We've eaten it up. No waste.
So what is your resolution now for the new year, Judy?
Well, I think like a lot of people, James, my main resolution is to get out there and to get some more exercise.
Mm.
I think after the sort of long, dark nights we've been going through before Christmas, all the Christmas festivities, we need just to sort of get out there and move about a bit.
No, I absolutely agree, because look, I've got a Fitbit.
Got a Fitbit.
Actually, our station controller, Macca, has got one of those iWatches, and that's what made me think about it, you know, because he does 10,000 steps every day, and that's just pacing around this studio.
Tearing his hair out. Yeah, well, I'm so pleased that we have Sheila with us, because like a lot of ladies, Sheila, I would really, really appreciate some advice on getting the right sports bra to help me when I'm exercising, so to feel that I'm properly supported, that I'm comfortable, and that basically that I've just got the right bra on.
Okay, the thing with a sports bra is they are highly engineered pieces of kit. And most good sports bras have been tested and researched and modified in either Portsmouth University or Loughborough University. Mm-hmm. And they monitor the sort of direction and amount of bounce that a lady has with her breasts during different types of exercise.
Right.
And then the sports bra is designed to reduce that bounce,
right,
which should then be more comfortable for us.
Yes.
And reduce the likelihood of stretching connective tissues within the breast itself.
I see. So you would recommend, for example, one sort of sports bra for perhaps yoga practice and another for, say, jogging or an aerobic class?
Absolutely. Mm. I think for jogging or an aerobics class or trampolining, horse riding, those sorts of sports where it's high impact,
yes,
you need a real good sports, yes, bra to reduce that impact on your body. For less energetic but slightly softer exercises, mm-hmm, maybe Pilates, yoga, mm, those sorts of things, a low to medium impact sports bra would be sufficient and quite comfortable for you during that type of exercise.
Right, so Sheila, if we're not getting the right support, can we do ourselves harm if we're exercising without the right sort of bra, the right sort of support for that exercise?
It would certainly be very uncomfortable, yes, for people with larger breasts, mm, but the research does show that even smaller breasts, there's still a lot of movement in the tissue. And of course, there is no muscle or ligament in the breast.
Yes.
There's connective tissue.
Yes.
And once that's stretched, it's stretched. So in order for us to maintain our shape and be comfortable, minimising the bounce and the stretch is advantageous for us.
Yes, and there's also another point which always really worries me, and that's the cosmetic look of things. I mean, you don't want to be showing too much bounce, do you?
when you're jogging
along the seafront. Mm. So I think for every reason, it's very important, isn't it, to get the right,
yes,
bra?
Yes.
So could you perhaps tell us about sort of bras, sports bras you have in stock, and how you can help our listeners choose the right one for,
yeah,
them?
Certainly, depending on which type of sport you do, it's about choosing the right sports bra. There are bras on the market specifically designed for running, specifically designed for tennis, mm-hmm, and those sorts of activities. The one we stock in our shop is a Panache sports bra. Mm-hmm. It's an award winner in the industry for several years in a row, and it's for high impact activities. So we know it's good, and us that work there all wear that one ourselves.
Oh, that's a real recommendation, isn't it?
It works on an encapsulation basis, so there's a bit more science to it. Sports bras either work on a compression or an encapsulation,
right,
basis, but don't worry about that too much. The most important thing is a good quality sports bra and that it's fitted properly. It needs to be firm, so the compression element of the bra is effective, because,
yes,
if you go up the back size to loosen it off, you're obviously loosing the effectiveness of that bra.
Yes.
And also, if it's loose, it's likely to move on your body and cause chafing.
Yes.
So a real good fitting, firm fitting sports bra,
yes,
is the way forward. And choose one with a moisture wicking fabric, which most of the modern good sports bras are, and,
right,
that will also help keep you comfortable during your exercise.
And by moisture wicking, would that be cotton, or do you need a sort of specialist?
No,
fabric?
They're usually man-made fabrics.
Right.
Cotton often holds the moisture next,
right,
to your skin, whereas some of these more modern man-made fabrics are breathable and they wick the moisture away from your body.
No, I see.
Yeah, that sounds ideal. And where do you stand on underwiring in sports bras?
It's the same principle as a normal bra.
Right.
So if it fits you properly, and the wire is around the outside of the breast tissue,
yes,
way back round onto your rib cage and sitting flat at the centre,
yes,
it's absolutely fine.
It
will
fine.
Do you no harm at all.
Okay, that's good to know.
Brilliant.
That sounds amazing. I didn't realise there was just so much science involved, but you've clearly got it all taped and you've thought long and hard about this for the benefit of your customers.
Absolutely. Well, I've spent a day at Portsmouth University and looked at how they test sports bras.
Wow.
And obviously we've been quite careful with the one that we've chosen to stock in the shop.
Yes.
So while that's our preferred favourite, the panache, we do order others. So we try and tailor the sports bra to your requirements. But yes, the panache is certainly a good all-rounder for high-impact sports.
So listeners should pop into one of your shops, either here in Newport or in Ryde, and discuss sort of sports activities they do with you, and you can help them take it from there.
We would always ask what sort of sports you're doing to judge what sort of impact, yes, level you need, and then also it's about having it fitted properly,
yes,
so you've got no movement of the bra on your body, the wire's in the correct place, and that you're comfortable, but mainly that it's effective for you as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Brilliant. Well, look, thank you very much. While we're off air, we're just going to listen to Jerry and the Pacemakers now. I'll tell you about some of the problems that I've had when I've been jogging, because it's not only a lady's problem. So I'll see if we can come up with a solution.
I suspect I can help you less.
How do you do it? When I do it to you. And that is a question we are going to put to Sheila now. How do you actually make sports bras?
Do you know, I'm not very sure how they're made, but it's a highly technical process.
But you were saying that you were there when they're actually sort of testing them. And,
testing the bounce, James.
Oh, they're testing the bounce. Oh, I thought they were sort of designing them sort of on... I didn't mean to use that hand movement. designing them in situ.
No, what they do is that I've been over and had a look in the department at Portsmouth University.
Yeah.
And they... have a person wearing a sports bra on a treadmill in a studio.
Right.
And they have laser cameras, I think about 12.
Yeah.
And the cameras literally measure the bounce and the amount of bounce, the amount of movement and the direction in which it's going.
Yeah.
And then they modify and redesign the sports bra to reduce that movement and the amount of the movement in various directions.
Oh, that's amazing, isn't it?
That's absolutely incredible. And isn't it fantastic to think that that work's going on and to make sure that these bras just work so well? That is just fantastic. And I guess then the results of those tests lead them to make tweaks, as you say, to the
design.
Definitely. Then give them ideas as to which would be best fabric and so on. Wow, that's incredible.
And can I just ask one final question before you go, Sheila? What is hot? What is new for 2017 in lingerie? Is there something that's...
It's funny you ask that question while we're talking about sports bras, because leisure wear is the thing for this year.
Right.
So there will be... there are certainly lots of new sports bras hitting the market this year.
Yeah.
Some of them are potentially more of a fashion item than a functional item.
Yeah.
But the brands that we deal with, we like to think we have function as well as fashion and fit.
Yeah.
So certainly the brands we will be dealing with, they've produced some really nice sports bras for the coming season.
Yeah.
But they also have a really good function and purpose about them as well as looking great.
And you know how in the dress world, and I suppose in the sort of menswear world, there's normally a colour for each season, isn't there, or for each year. Is there a special colour for this year? Or
we're certainly into pale pinks, greys, raspberry sort of colours, and then blues later into the summer.
Very nice.
So bright red is out.
Bright red tends to be an autumn, winter, Christmassy colour.
Sort of a warm colour, yes.
Yeah, well, but the spring is more pastely
colours. Fresh palette. Yeah.
Well, Sheila, you can find Sugar and Spice, obviously, in Newport or in Ryde. They're brilliant shops. I've stuck my head around the corner. Judith's actually been in. I'm a bit too shy to actually ever go into a lingerie shop, but it does look brilliant from the outside. You've got a sale on at the moment, I understand.
Yes, we have.
How long does that last for?
The sale will last for another couple of weeks.
Fabulous. Well, thanks for joining us. Do come along in February and tell us more about what's going on, and we'll be back after the adverts and an interesting update on a theme from a television programme in the 1960s. See if you can remember what it is. www.vectisradio.com